I'm John Wilson. Welcome to Owned and Operated. Twice a week, we talk about home service businesses. And if you're a home service entrepreneur, then this is going to be the show for you. We talk about our own business in residential plumbing, HVAC, and electric. And we also talk about business models that we just find interesting. Let's get into it. Hey, this episode is sponsored by Service Scalers. So Service Scalers is actually a brand that I've used personally with our companies for a little bit over a year now. They've helped us manage our digital advertising. Frankly, they did a lot better than our last agency. Leads went through the roof and cost per click went way down. Check out Service Scalers if you're a plumbing, HVAC, or electrical home service company. That's what they knock out of the park, and they did a great job for me.
Welcome back to Owned and Operated. Today, Jack and I talk about the weather. So, you know, last week we were diving into how to prep your business for extreme weather events. And this week we're in the middle of it. So today it was negative 20 something at my headquarters. And our team was actively in the thick of it, helping customers keep their heat on, keep their water flowing. So we dive into some numbers that came out of our business, phone calls, actual revenue. And we talk about how to set your business up for success to make the most out of these harsh weather events. Thanks for checking it out.
Welcome back to Owned and Operated. How you doing, Jack?
Owned and Operated. Doing tired.
Yeah. Tired for different reasons over here. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. I wish I was skiing right now.
So we're in the middle of, I think we talked about this last week, like how to prepare for crazy weather. We're recording in the crazy weather. So I'm not in Akron right now. I'm in Colorado skiing. But it's been like negative 10. It was negative 20 this morning in like at our shop. So it's been a week and mainly filled up HVAC. Plumbing is going to get there because it's still frozen. It starts thawing tomorrow and the next day. So that's when plumbing is going to start just like blowing at the seams.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with us is plumbing. We saw plumbing issues, right? You see your water heater for whatever reason, they go out. You have frozen pipes. We had two frozen pipe calls. But they thawed on their own. Like they thawed out throughout the day because it hit 27 degrees. And so plumbing for us, it didn't get as bad. This sounds terrible to say, but how terrible it was didn't dictate any business over anything ridiculous like we saw in HVAC.
Yeah.
On the HVAC side, you want to hear some numbers? I came loaded.
Dude, let's go. I want to hear it.
I turned off my LSA at 12:30. I want to say 12:45 today because... By 12:45, starting at 6, we got emails starting at 12:43 a.m. last night. Phones started ringing heavily around 7:30. And between 7:30 and 12:30, we had 180 calls on the board. Or not on the board, but from LSA.
Like, that's crazy.
Inbound LSA only. Like, I only counted the LSA because I just looked at the emails. So we had our regular customers on top of that. We had all of the groups were in. My wife was sending, promising people that we were going to help them out. I'm like, no.
You can't do that. Yeah. Get rid of your kind heart. Yeah. That's funny. So 180 calls by 12:30. What's a normal day? Like, give me some perspective here.
40?
Oh, wow.
60 on a cold day?
Okay.
Maybe it's more than that, but no, it's probably around 60. We're running 60 calls a day, or have 60 calls incoming a day. And I'm referring to like lead calls. We get calls that are, hey, we need you to come out, or hey, we want a quote, or hey, but I'm talking about like emergency service calls.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking at mine now. So we are 2,500 calls into the week. It's Wednesday night. So that's about probably 20% higher than what it usually would be. Now, what is going to be interesting is like, what's the mix between inbound and outbound? Because that's total calls. So I'd have to get a little bit deeper into the data because we might have like outbounds has been a bigger portion to keep our 3-day call board up. But what I suspect happened is we roughly hit the same like 20% higher capacity in phone calls, but much more of it was inbound. So that's, that's interesting. I'm curious what happens
tomorrow. We are 300% higher, just unhandleable.
Yeah.
We had our salespeople taking calls today. As also running calls. We sold 5 or 6 units today. Just ridiculous numbers, which is good. Really good. Oh, we're doing 2-a-day installs on packages that have priority. It's still icy roads and everything, and we're getting it done. But really good numbers. LSA, we didn't have LSA last year when we had the freeze. So LSA this year really was a game changer, and I'm sure I paid way too much and should have turned it off earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps you fed. Like the freeze that we had last December, I'm sure we said this last episode, but like that kept a few of our businesses busy for 30 to 60 days. Like our restoration business, they just sold 2 or 3 months of work in the past 3 days, and they're going to sell even more in the next couple of days, which is just crazy.
Because are you expecting that during the thaw? Is that so? The thaw is going to hit.
The thaw is going to hit.
Pipes blow.
Yep.
Restoration flow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've only, you know, they typically sell 3 to 4 jobs a week. We have been selling, we're at 6 this week, and like pipes haven't started thawing yet. Only a few, and those are the 6 that we sold. So that's going to turn into a pretty big situation here shortly. So that's going to be fun. So our numbers for the week, plumbing and electric have been doing okay. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with conversions a little bit, which has been interesting. In plumbing and electric. I think that's going to change again starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big thaw for us. So we'll see how that goes. I know like that's when everything happens in plumbing is after the thaw. So that's plumbing. Electric has just been low conversions in general. But obviously, as you would expect, HVAC had an absolutely dumb week. And HVAC has been going nuts this entire month so far. I'm going to pull it up because now I'm curious, but I'm pretty sure that we are about to pass December HVAC revenue. And
we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just passed our December revenue on the 15th.
Yeah.
We passed December. We are going to, at this rate, beat our summer numbers.
Yeah.
Which will be wild, absolutely wild to beat Tennessee summer numbers in like really just dictating from 1 week.
Yeah, we're 1 day behind. So we're $40,000 less than the entirety of December for HVAC. And that's achieved revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like sold,
yep,
waiting to be completed. That is completed revenue. So that's absolutely ridiculous. But it's just been, I don't know, we had a good start to the year. I do have to show you this because I don't think anyone would believe me without screen sharing HVAC over the past.
I'm ready. Am I going to be mad about seeing this?
Yes. Yes.
This is stupid.
Dude, that's HVAC.
For anybody looking, it looks like the stock market from like 2008 to now. It's John's numbers just go up and to the right regardless of season or month. Like your August, September is a little bit less than your July.
Yep.
Your October, which was a moderate month this year, moderate at best. And November was moderate, surpassed your middle of summer numbers. Turn this episode off. This is wild.
HVAC has been an interesting project. So what we have discovered with HVAC, which like I think we knew for a long time, it just gets better when it's bigger. It just does. And we say this constantly, but HVAC is going to go from being the smallest trade in our business to second largest this year and probably largest by 2025, because like revenue per employee is so high in comparison. And like we've made little tweaks to HVAC, and like what you just saw on that graph is little tweaks. I mean, sometimes a big tweak, like let's hire a sales guy. We got a new install manager. Like we've made investment. It's not like we're like, oh, how did we get here? No, we did the thing, but it just takes less effort to get bigger numbers than plumbing and electric. It just does. So it's going to naturally be larger sooner than later. Like for the first time ever this month, it will likely actually compete with plumbing, which is like almost unfathomable that that's possible that anything would touch our plumbing department. But we're about to.
That's neat. Yeah, I would agree. I'd find that it's a very similar and you'd say that about any business, right? The bigger you get, the bigger your name is, the more you're seen, the more people utilize you, cheaper your cost, customer acquisition cost, blah, 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 blah. So as that grows, it becomes more prevalent and a bigger department.
And HVAC has been riding the coats, exactly like you said, like plumbing, electric, they've been bringing in new clients all day long. They've been selling memberships. They've been doing all these things. And now HVAC is just like riding that way.
That's the playbook for anybody who's listening. It's have a giant secondary department and then build your other department off of it. Yeah.
So like HVAC is outwardly affected by our membership. If electric sells a membership to a customer, electric gets one visit a year. Plumbing gets one visit a year and HVAC gets two. So every membership that every other department sells is like just pouring gas onto HVAC. It's been a big deal. And then we have about triple the amount of memberships we had last December too. So that obviously helps a lot. Like the team's just been able to grow.
Yeah. You figured out the membership and then.
We basically figured out how to sell them through every other department of the company, including HVAC, and then maximize it along the way.
Yeah, we've noticed that with plumbing is when people are interested in a plumbing membership, they're most likely also interested.
Yeah.
Do you sell them as two separate memberships or is
one,
it one?
One whole home membership.
Oh, I might need to do that. That's kind of genius.
It's the way to do it. Because yeah. Then what's interesting is like one of Chris Hoffman has appliance repair. And I was like, mm-hmm. Chris, like walk me through this. Why do you have appliance repair? And he's like, dude, I have 16,000 members. Like, I just sent an email one day and like we added appliance repair. So that's the benefit of doing whole home. Like, we're getting ready to launch drains into our membership probably in the next 6 months. That's kind of on the roadmap. And that's going to be a huge addition of value to our customers. I don't think we're changing the price. And it's going to be an added value for us, keep our guys moving. And like, we're able to just push stuff through the membership. So one membership helps because you can do stuff like that where you can just like launch new things.
Yeah. I mean, that's also why I was looking at the numbers on Chris's membership thing because he posts them on Twitter. I was thinking, man, he charges a premium. Like it's not a small amount, $35 a month plus four membership. I think it's with one unit. He does have a secondary unit.
Yeah. Ours is like $29.99.
Yeah. So 30 times 16,000 people out there can do the math. That's some good money.
Yeah.
That's some good reoccurring revenue. But I mean, that's where the value comes from. Whereas if you just have an HVAC membership yeah. and then you add on a plumbing membership, like this bolt-on method,
yeah.
I don't know if it's the same kind of value. Or it's also confusing and there's like, if you just say, one hey, makes whole sense. Home, everything.
Whole home, yeah. Because then like one day you're going to be like, I'm ready to add electric. And instead of having to struggle through like, how do I get leads? You're like, hey, everyone, electrical safety inspection is now included. You just booked out however many members you have in appointments.
Do you require them to call in or do you outbound to them to load those new memberships or to load those new...
We outbound. Yeah.
To services. Hey, we're doing electrical now. Mm-hmm. Would you guys be interested? You're getting your plumbing... That's what we did for plumbing and it worked really well. So I can imagine it works exactly as well for electrical as well.
We have a membership coordinator now. And so this is our full-time job is to manage that. But that just happened in the last couple months. So we've tried to really smooth the onboarding because we were having higher churn because people didn't know the benefits or whatever. So now somebody, a membership sells, immediately membership coordinator calls, walks them through the benefits, how it works, how to use it, and then begins setting up the appointments in 3 month increments to sort of help ease that transition. And ideally, we set them for our hotspot zones. We're mainly worried about February through April. If we can nail February through April, the other 9 months are a breeze. Just the easiest thing in the world.
If you like what we talk about on our social media, on Twitter, on this podcast, then you should be signed up for our newsletter. Go to ownedandoperated.com, where every Friday we break down our business, we break down insights, things we're learning, things we're working on, and it's good stuff. Check it out, ownedandoperated.com.
Don't answer this, obviously, if it's too in-depth, but what's the revenue return, how much I put this, out of 100 calls you run, how many of those maintenance calls are generating revenue?
It depends on the department.
I guess electrical is my real question. So I want to know.
Electrical is making? A lot. Electrical is the highest by no small amount.
I could see that because you go through the whole house, you find a bad plug and they're just like, hey, it's $200 and we change the
like,
plug.
Literally,
right
you have a bad plug. Or like there's just more going on with electric. Like, hey, you walk through the house. Like, hey, you want to do anything with your electric? Yeah, I do. You know, the living room's really dark. I do want to add 8 cans. I hate where this switch is. Like, it's the easiest thing to upgrade. Or it's the easiest thing to imagine upgrading. Like, not many people think about their toilet, right?
Also, you can't move your toilet. You have to remodel your whole bathroom to move a light
but
switch.
You can
move a light
where
switch.
Where the TV is. Or you can add a light switch. Or, hey, this room has one receptacle, and that kind of annoys me because I have to run an extension cord. Can we put a receptacle over here? So, like, it is the highest value membership. All right. For anyone not watching... Jack is giddy. He's like freaking
out. I'm losing.
Right?
That makes so much sense. And in my area, we like Brentwood, Tennessee.
Yeah, totally.
The highest net worth county, Williamson County, the highest net worth, blah, blah, blah.
It's what everybody thinks about. Yeah. We're like, hey, I'm ready for that electric car. Or, hey, I want to put an outdoor patio in. Like some of that stuff comes up with plumbing. Like I need gas maybe, but it all comes up with electric. All of it.
I could see that. I bet that conversion rate is higher. See, at first I was imagining it was a low conversion rate to revenue.
Highest.
But that makes a lot of sense. Is you go when HVAC's working, you're not doing anything with HVAC. Yeah. They're not going to add a surge protector. They're not going to, like, you can try to get them to buy something. Unless something's wrong, yeah, they're not going to. You would do that with your electrical. You would move a plug. You would move this.
Yeah. I mean, it's the easiest thing to imagine, yeah, an upgrade. Or like, hey, do you want a dimmer? Like, since owning a home, I have never turned the lights on full blast ever. Like, every switch has a dimmer. Every single one. So like, if I had a
it's
room.
A great flex.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a room that didn't have a dimmer, I'd be like, I'm going to need that. Because like, I don't want to walk in there blinded.
That's poor folk just have to have it on full blast.
Go get yourself a dimmer.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. One of the companies we're talking to, trying to get under LOI,
yeah,
has an electrical department. Very small electrical department.
Amen.
But that makes me very excited.
Yeah.
Three-tier company.
That's good. On weather, HVAC for us has been strong, and we expect it to get stronger. This just really put heating systems to the test. I have no idea what weather is over the next 10 days. Have you been watching yours?
Yeah, it's still bad. It goes up like in the next Thursday, it's going to peak up again a teeny bit and then drops right back down through the weekend and then normal again, normal middle temperatures. So we still have about 6 more days of this.
If you're not inside HVAC, I'm looking at the weather right now. Oh yeah, this is tough for the next little bit. If you're not inside HVAC, the big news has been all these PE companies bought up all these HVAC companies. And then they immediately had 2 mild winters and 2 mild summers. They're just getting smoked to the tunes of like 50% revenue drops has become pretty common. This is really interesting that we're having like a big winter storm. I know it doesn't sound that interesting because we're in winter, but like this is extreme temperatures for Akron that we haven't seen in a couple of years.
I do wonder though, if they're prepared. 2 mild winters, 2 mild summers. You're not ready for this craziness. We tried being ready for this and we still weren't ready for this. Though the parts on the trucks helped out a ton.
Yeah.
We were able to run increased capacity at 50%. So we ran an additional 2 to 3 calls a day for the last 3 days because we've had every single part we could possibly need. And then we talked with the supply warehouse and they said, yeah, by the time you're done with this, if you don't use anything, just return it.
Yeah, that's
the best. They were completely fine with that.
Yeah. Only HVAC ran above capacity, but it was good stuff. I don't know. I think the lesson here, if we're going to take one away, is especially in anything weather enhanced, like landscaping, snowplow, that type of thing, HVAC, obviously plumbing, anything weather enhanced, like it is our job to drive growth and drive profit even when the weather doesn't like us. But it's also our job to maximize when the weather does. That's becoming increasingly important because it's very hard to grow a business relying on this week.
Yeah, though what I will say about that I found interesting this time because I was able to watch it better was the attrition rate from other companies, what we were picking up and what we are potentially losing, right?
Yeah.
So the number of our customers whose names are in our system that pop up, we're not able to serve them. If you just say in your head, hey, we lost that customer versus what we picked up, hey, this is not a customer that's normally ours. Now it's our customer. I'm going to try and run those numbers to see what that looks like post, because that, I find that's going to be an interesting fact. And these weeks are really is what could move the dial in either direction. Because I mean, we picked up some great customers that I know firsthand, like personally, they are, I mean, just these multi-unit houses that we got that signed up for our program. We club them all. And so we know they're now our customers and they were from other large companies. It'll be interesting to see. I want to see how many we lost because I know there was some we couldn't get to on 150 calls. You just 5 guys, you don't get there.
100%. This was good. Good breakdown of the weather. It's going to be interesting over the next week to see even more what happens. So we'll touch base on this again next week with basically how plumbing did. Hey, we thawed. Here's what happened. The weather update 2024. This was good.
All right.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to Owned and Operated.
Thanks for tuning in to Owned and Operated, the podcast for home service entrepreneurs. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit the like button and subscribe to the podcast. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out. You can find me on Twitter at Wilson Companies. I'll see you next time.